everybody. So remember last week when we were talking about quitting after the 100th episode? Joke's on you. We didn't quit. We just took a little break.
A 2-week hiatus.
We did. And for those of you who are new here, this is Mean Girls Interrupted,
a movie review podcast.
Yes, it is, John.
Yeah.
And don't you love it here?
I do love it here.
I love it here too.
We have our pearl pin and my little moon pin, our nighttime pins.
I have a little star pin right here.
Little nighttime. We're giving feminine goddess energy.
Yeah, we are. Because who are we if we aren't feminine goddesses? Also,
yeah.
Feminists?
Feminists.
That's what this movie we're talking about is.
Right. The movie in question is Bottoms.
Bottoms. It came out in 2023 and it is, for all of you out there, gay.
It's pretty gay. And
it's a gay movie.
I thought it was going to be a different type of gay because of the title Bottoms.
Yeah, me as well. Very misleading.
Not one bottom in the movie, unless the star football player is actually a bottom, which could be true.
Oh, for sure. Jeff, for sure.
Yeah, he was wearing a weird red jock strap at one point. I'm like, that's a bottom.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely bottoming.
Yeah. Travis.
John.
On the internet.
Yeah, Travis and John on the internet. That was our old podcast. Search it out if you want. You can't find any episode.
I like to reference it all the time, though.
Me too. It's fun.
It was fun. I always wonder what would we be now if we hadn't done that? Because I remember you calling me deep pandemic and was like, do you want to do a podcast?
I did. I was like, hi.
And I was like, I'm doing literally nothing.
And you're like, sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
And we did it, everybody. We did it. And then we quit it.
And then we did it and we quit it because we decided that we needed a format.
And we actually needed to do something. Don't get me wrong. I love Travis and John on the internet. It was so fun, but it was chaos.
It was full on chaos. We were drunk most of the time.
Yeah. Very much that.
Also, we were like in deep pandemic mode. The world was dark.
It had stopped turning for everybody for a minute.
And it was our little weekly safe haven. I so looked forward to it.
Me too. I couldn't wait. I was like, I haven't written in years and I'm going to start making up weird voices. And it was so fun. But also,
I have all of the episodes and I treasure it. I want to go back and listen.
You
and
do see what,
like, we talked about some wild, wild things.
I wish we could just release it on Mean Girls Interrupted on our website, which we have a website, everybody. John did that. So go visit it.
I haven't. I forgot about that, actually.
Yeah, we have a website that it's collecting digital dust.
That sounds like a makeup name.
Yeah, it sounds like a pro wrestler in 2068.
Oh man, luchadores, don't get me started.
Yeah. Oh, I won't. Why are they hot to you?
Yeah.
You like that mask?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. So there's this place on West 3rd Street here called what is it called? It's a Mexican restaurant. It's like a fixture of LA for the longest time. And it's just like this dive bar-y cantina.
Oh, yes.
They have a happy hour there. And so the theme is luchadors.
I like that.
And it's like those, you know, those black velvet paintings.
Oh, John, I have rubbed my face against so many.
Yeah. But usually it's like a picture of like a painting of Jesus or something like that.
Yeah.
It's luchadors everywhere. And I'm like, I want one of these. I want it.
John, is it weird that I remember those things being all Doberman Pinscher pictures?
That's right. Doberman Pinschers were also.
Right? Was that a thing? Am I wrong? I think I remember.
No, you're totally right. You're completely right.
Okay, because I was like, it's very specific, these velvet pictures.
What goes onto a velvet canvas is either Jesus, Doberman Pinschers, or apparently luchadors.
That's it. Nothing else exists on velvet.
But you know who else fights like a luchador?
These two, PJ and
I don't even remember the names.
It's PJ and hold up, everybody. We're right here. PJ and Josie,
who are two lesbian high schoolers.
This movie is for all of our gay gals out there. We love you. And I truly think if you haven't watched Bottoms, get into it face first.
You need to bottom for Bottoms.
You have to bottom for Bottoms.
We bottom for Bottoms.
Well, I bottom for Bottoms.
And it's like one of those movies that I wish had happened whenever we were in high school, because I know we would have bonded over it.
John, we're gonna bond over it now.
We were bonding over like sort of obliquely gay shit in high school, like Chicago.
John, this doesn't even pretend to be what it's not.
The Hours, I feel like I was really into in high school. And like all these really like sort of dog whistle-y gay things, like
like Identity. Remember how gay that was?
Identity was really gay.
It wasn't even gay, but it did. Hear me out, everyone.
Parker Posey was
in Identity. No, not Parker Posey.
Parker Posey.
We know her name. She was in the one with
that one.
Because I swear to God, I know.
It sucks that we don't know her name right off the top of her head.
I know her name. I was thinking about her the other day. I almost called her Elizabeth, but it's not her.
It is Amanda Peet.
So Amanda Peet made that movie gay for me.
Amanda Peet did make that movie gay for us because we were always rooting for like the
actress at the time.
The leading lady was always our gay icon.
She was. Amanda Peet was my gay icon for a minute, but we go through them. Honestly, it's like we
recycle. As gays, we really need to chill out and it needs to be less of a revolving door.
That's right. We do. It is a revolving door.
And also cyclical. Nowadays, Julianne Moore has never left the zeitgeist, but she's back, gayer than baby. Ever.
She's back, baby.
She's back, baby. Didn't get that Oscar nomination, but...
In my head, she already won.
Yeah, she doesn't need an Oscar nomination to win. She's won all of the gays.
She has. And honestly, that is winning.
That's totally winning.
That's the definition of winning.
She knows it. Have you gone down the YouTube rabbit hole of Julianne Moore on Days of Our Lives?
No, but I think you and I did talk about it, and I'm gonna go down that rabbit hole.
She's like really good.
Good.
It's crazy.
I can't wait to watch. But
Bottoms.
You guys, we're doing a mini episode because John and I have been talking for an hour and a half about stuff that is irrelevant to you and none of your business. And so we're not going to bring it into here, but we are going to talk about
boundary.
We have a professional boundary for you guys because we'll let you in later, but it's not important at this
moment. It's none of your concern.
None of your concern. Unless you want to send us money.
Is this Trader Joe's Simpler Wines?
Sponsored by
Trader Joe's Simpler Wines.
Sponsored. Simpler Wines. Sponsor us.
Just kidding. We can probably get sued for that.
Honestly, we probably could. So we're it's all a joke, just like this podcast. So
Bottoms do be having jokes.
Bottoms be having jokes. So
which was
this
refreshing
movie,
to me, which it was very refreshing.
Seriously? Just as refreshing as that drink we're not sponsored by.
Yeah.
And I'm sure. So I do want to say this. This movie was directed by Emma Seligman, which hot last name. I don't know where I've heard it before, but I have.
She directed this movie called Shiva Baby, which is really, I haven't seen
it. That's the same actress who played PJ.
That's right. That's how they know each other. I think they all went to NYU together with Ayo Adepri. Who's amazing on The Bear. Did you watch The Bear yet?
No, I have not. I've been meaning to
watch it because Ayo is actually really, really good. I was familiar with her prior to The Bear. I knew that she did like these funny, like comical, like comic, like these little shorts on YouTube with PJ. What's her name again? Who plays PJ? Oh, wait, I can't hear you. Are we having a technical difficulty?
Me?
I can. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Oh, I'm back. You guys, I'm back, baby.
We're back. That's right. This is why it's a mini-sode.
Yes, this is why it's a mini-sode. So, and we are going to run through this so quick, you guys, because this week has been so crazy for both John and I. In different elements,
in different ways,
and it's totally fine. And so the person, so PJ is played by Rachel. I don't know her last name. It's Senat, Senate.
I think it's Senate.
Not Senate. Is it Senate?
Yeah. She's really funny.
Yes,
I like her
very,
a lot.
Very funny.
I'm like, where did these people come from? Like,
John, I don't know who this cast is, but I'm like, this is who young Hollywood needs to be off of this movie, because this was
Hollywood. Yeah,
this was the humor was so hilarious. Why can I not find? Oh, it is. Yeah, Ayo. So there we go. She plays Josie. Good for her.
Yeah, Ayo Adebri. I would argue as the lead, or is it like a co-lead situation?
John, I think that these two, this was like a tennis match that, I'm sorry for all of you, sorry, pickleball.
Sports, a pickle. What is pickleball? I hear about it all the time.
I don't know. The only thing I've ever done with pickles, I cannot say on this podcast.
Yeah. Swallowed them whole.
Right. For practice. So.
And not with your mouth.
No.
Swallowed them the other.
Yeah,
way.
But we can't tell you guys how. So
yeah,
even though this podcast is explicit. So this movie did cost a specific amount of money, and it was the budget was $11.3 million, and in the box office, it made $13.6 million, which
Good.
It made its money back. That's all that matters.
I think it's like a cult classic because I feel like I would agree. This is appealing to youngsters everywhere.
Yes.
Like current high schoolers are into this movie.
I would, John, just like you said, I truly believe, I think this movie would have turned us into different people, potentially.
Yeah, it would have changed the trajectory of our lives.
Our, like, legit, I think our personalities would have been based off this for a while.
Yeah.
I truly believe.
Would reference things that we did in art.
It would have.
It would reference the jokes we say now.
So we'll give you this. Bottoms is a 2023 American satirical teen comedy film directed by Emma Seligman, who co-wrote it with Rachel Sennett. The film stars Sennett, Ayo Adebri, Ruby Cruz, Havana Rose Liu, Kaya Gerber. Everyone, you know who Kaya Gerber is. If you don't, look her up. Her family's hot. Nicholas.
The entire family. We just did it.
Right. And so many other people. And the basic rundown of the plot is it follows two high school senior girls who set up a fight club as a way to hook up with cheerleaders. Get into it.
That premise alone
is hilarious.
Is amazing. And they come out the gates hot with like, That's on their mind, like sentence one is straight, how are we going to hook up with these cheerleaders?
That's how, really, they're like, we're going to get laid in
this
high school.
This is what the movie is about.
Right. And I'm so happy this movie exists.
Yeah. And I think they do it in a really fun, interesting way. And like the conflict is real.
Oh, yes.
They do form a fight club in order to achieve these ends.
Yes. And PJ and Josie, for all of you, when we talk about we mean PJ and Josie. They are the main lezzers in this movie.
Yes, they are the schemers, the lezzers,
the scammers.
Yes. And so
schemers, lezzers, scammers.
The schemers, lezzers, and scammers. And it all starts with them going to like this festival, this carnival.
They go to the fair. Yes.
They go to the fair.
And Hazel pops up. By the way,
Hazel, Hazel.
I will say this. Hazel is an unsung hero in this movie. I love Hazel. And I took a picture of a quote when I was watching because I thought this interaction between Hazel, I'm going to let John run through this because for real mini episode. This is what PJ says to Hazel when she pops up out of, I don't know, the fucking ground. PJ goes, oh, hey, Hazel, how was your summer? Were you with your uncle at the slop farm? John, when I tell you, I actually cackled when she said that because I fully was not expecting this to be like, I think improv.
I think that's what like also it's, like
whenever it sets the tone of this movie.
It's so funny because it's like there are so many jokes going on and some that like you only hear briefly. There's quips that happen off camera that you right. only hear that I was aware of it while we were watching. I was like, I'm gonna have to watch this again to fully appreciate how many jokes there are.
And it's the one you want to watch again.
Right. Because it's like, right now my brain is just like going along with the plot and how it like going along with like the movie experience. But I'm like, I remember feeling this is how I felt whenever Bridesmaids came out and I watched it for the first time. I was like, oh, wow, that was really funny. But there was hardly any time to really laugh in the theater because I was like, just like trying to find out what the movie was about and go along with for the ride. But then it was like upon watching it again, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is really, really funny.
It's hilariously written.
Yeah. So my brain could recognize that this is a really, really funny movie, but I'm only going to be able to like laugh at all the jokes upon multiple viewings.
Right. I was trying to catch them as we went, but Slop Farm is one of the funniest things I have heard in a long time. And I don't know why it hit me so hard, but I was like, Slop Farm.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. It's a funny movie. And so they run into two really hot Brittany, cheerleaders.
Let's talk about first off, we all know who Kaia Gerber is.
I had no idea. And then
we don't even need to talk about Kaia Gerber. The person we need to talk about the most is, and I'm gonna bring her name up right now for all of you. She is my new icon. Havana Rose Liu.
She is gorgeous.
She plays Isabel, and I'm not shitting you, all of you. If you don't know who she is, Google her.
She's good, and like she can carry. She was carrying her emotions very well.
John, she is one of the most gorgeous people I've ever laid eyes on.
It's really insane.
It actually makes me so mad to the point where I'm like, of course. There was nothing else you could be.
It's kind of funny because it's like So Ayo Edebiri and is it Rachel Sennett?
Yes.
They are pretty people.
They're not by no means.
They are not like the movie is trying to convince you that these are like
ugly
dogs.
They say that in the beginning too. They're like, we're ugly, gay, and untalented. And
I feel like they keep saying that over and over to like gaslight the audience to like subscribe to the fact that they're not attractive.
It didn't work for me.
No. But I thought it was funny that they kept bringing it up. Yeah. like I'm ugly. Like, yes, I'm ugly. But like they're not unattractive people. But next to there,
Isabel and Kaia Gerber,
like whenever they share a screen with like Kaia Gerber, I'm like, yeah, they're dogs.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they want you to think.
Exactly, because they are so gorgeous. It's so weird.
Havana Rose Liu will be on my radar forever.
And she's a talented actress.
Incredible. Okay, so John, that was me. That was my only interruption. Let's
get into it. So PJ and what's her face, they are at this fair and they are like, they have convinced themselves that they are not leaving this fair without Cooch. And they leave without Cooch.
Very much.
They embarrass themselves totally. And they are in the parking lot feeling bad about themselves and about to drive away whenever,
Isabel.
Isabel. She is upset being followed by her
Jeff,
who is the star quarterback player. The school in town is obsessed with him. She's like she found him making out with a teacher, I believe. And Ayo Edebiri opens up the door, is like, hey, can I offer you a safety ride home? And then she hops into the car, but the jock is not having it and won't get out of the way. So Ayo Edebiri scoots the car forward and the bumper barely touches his leg and he acts like it's a big old injury.
Yes. And then the football team comes a running.
Yes, they comes a running.
And so that's how the movie begins.
That's how the movie begins. And so they're the next day at school, the rumors have gotten around about Io and our PJ and Isabel.
Josie.
No,
Josie. PJ and Josie. Isabel is.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So they are definitely a lot of rumors are circling around that they spent the summer in juvie and they killed a person and they have fully injured the star football player and they are dangerous people to be reckoned with. And so suddenly they have like intrigue on their name and their reputation. And they are like, then their first thought is like, how can we use this to get Cooch?
Yes.
And so they form a club. That's a self-defense club at first. And in order to do so, they have to have a teacher sponsor. And so they go to their history teacher, who is not a feminist.
No.
And he's like, okay, cool. So he comes to the meeting. It's a ragtag group of gals in the school. And and Isabel and
Brittany,
they show up. And they're like, okay, we're doing this for realsies. It's a fight club. And so they're like, we have to wrestle each other because they want to wrestle.
Yes.
With their, which is so pervy and weird.
It's so funny.
And so shenanigans ensue. And there's like a B story where what's her face? The slot farm girl.
Slot farm Hazel.
Slot farm Hazel
is she's good.
She's good. But she comes home and finds her rich mother banging the star quarterback. And it's a secret that she has to keep.
Yeah, because that star quarterback, Jeff, is also banging Isabel. And that's not okay.
That's not okay. And so so she does disclose this information to Io Debris. And Io Debris, whose crush is dating Isabel, the star quarterback, she uses this information to her advantage to get her even closer and to split them apart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's they scheme and they do things. And guess what?
Other football team is coming, everybody, and they are coming all over the football field
and all over the townspeople, because they lay it on pretty thick that people are being attacked in town from the other football team,
from the opposing football team. That's another
crazy
story.
To me. Yeah. It all culminates, though.
It drives the plot along.
It does. It all culminates. But character journey wise, Io Debris and Rachel Sennett, they do achieve their goal. Well, one does. Io Debris bangs Isabel,
who is the hottest person in school for sure.
Yeah. And Rachel Sennett in the same night puts the moves on
Brittany, aka Cindy, Kaya Gerber.
Kaya Gerber, who is Cindy Crawford's daughter. Let's not forget.
Never forget.
And she puts the moves on her and is shut down. But
they do
in a nice
it for
way,
like
though.
2 seconds though, and then Kaya's like, "Oh, I'm straight."
Yeah, like sorry, but Kaya Gerber's being cool about it.
She's totally cool. It's not weird.
Yeah, and it's Rachel who feels totally disappointed. And
I would be
realistic about my expectations, I think.
I don't know. I think as high schoolers, yes, but as high schoolers, our expectations are very high.
Yeah, it's like this is life and death for me.
Yeah, because we haven't experienced actual like the worst that it can be, which is trust me, you guys, have you ever been on Craigslist? Like the break.
It gets pretty
That's when
sad.
Shit gets bleak.
Stuff gets sad. But so this causes like inner turmoil in the fight club.
Yep.
And it gets disbanded because Rachel Sennett is feeling nasty.
She's feeling nasty. And also one of the football players is like, we're shutting you down because you guys are liars.
Yes, there is a, I would argue he is also a Bottoms.
He's for sure a Bottom, John.
And he definitely is on the case against these two gals and their lies they've been spinning. And they are not murderers and they did not go to juvie. And nope. He's going to expose them.
Yeah.
And so
and himself probably to Jeff.
Yeah. So after the exactly.
Yeah.
So they at all at like an assembly of some kind, they are outed as these liars and these cheats. And they Isabel totally rejects Io. And then in turn, Io and Rachel Sennett's friendship is on the rocks.
Oh.
It all but dissipates.
It dissipates.
So Io is feeling some kind of a way, dejected. Best friend broke up with her. And she's kicking a can down a street and she goes to her aunt's house.
I actually have no idea what the relationship is between. I think she's like, I think the way they made this movie make her out to be is like she's like the witch in the woods, but she's like the lesbian in like the
camper trailer the camper by the railroad tracks.
Yeah. And which is so funny.
And she's on SNL. So it's Punky.
Punky
Johnson.
She's hilarious.
She's funny in this movie. And I hope she's a breakout star.
She's hilarious.
Yeah, she's really good. And so she even lays it on even thicker. That this, like the violence of the opposing football team is real. And every time they've played against this team, they try to kill a player.
A football player, yes.
Which is like out of left field. And so Io takes it upon herself to find out how this whole plot is going to go down and save whoever they're targeting. So she rallies the crew back together. And they go to the actual football game that's actually happening. And it's kind of hilarious whenever they're like something bad's gonna happen. They're like, no, it's not. It's like a great time. They're like, isn't the fact that the opposing teams has no audience on their side? And it's just like nobody's.
It's empty. It's completely empty.
And I was like, was that for like budget reasons? What's going on here? God,
I don't know. But also it's really comical.
It's hilarious because it's like this really anticlimactic climax in that way. Where it's like it matters so much to everybody, but it's just like maybe 100 people in the stands. And so the game is going and it's violent and crazy and the girls are trying to find a way of what the plot is. And they discover that pineapple juice is going to deploy in the sprinklers. And the star quarterback, who they hate and loathe, is
Jeff.
Deathly allergic.
Just Jeff
is deathly allergic to pineapples.
Yep. And so they were going to kill Jeff with pineapple juice, which is crazy.
It's crazy. And so
the opposing team was going to kill Jeff. Just in case any of you are wondering, that's what was happening. They had it's a huge, huge plot.
Yeah, it's going to come out of the sprinklers mid game, and they realize it dawns on one of them somehow. And they storm the field, and they use their Fight Club gained powers.
The lesbian fight club really comes together.
Yes, the lesbian fight club taught them how to fight and defend themselves. And they literally kill the opposing team.
They murder every single one of them on the field.
Sometimes by accident and sometimes not.
The sword,
a guy falls on a sword.
John, I don't know where the sword came from.
I think it was the mascot.
Was it the mascot? The mascot with a dick?
The mascot with a huge penis? I was like, what's going on here?
That was crazy.
It has a huge penis. And then,
this high school is unhinged and I lived for every second of it.
Yeah. And then the movie ends with like a tree blowing up. And
that is literally how it ends. Credits roll.
And credits roll. We get a gag reel, which I would appreciate. I love a good gag reel.
John, I love the gag reel so much.
Yeah. Gag reels are good. We need to have more of those. And it's Bottoms, and it was giving Bottoms.
It was giving Bottoms, and also it was giving humor and satire and fantasy and just gay fun.
It was a gay old time, and I'm glad that the characters were totally gay and like working to do like a really straight thing, which was to get laid.
Yeah. And also, you guys, in case we had to tell you, we are gay, John and I. We are here.
Yeah, we're pretty gay.
We are queer and we love queer things.
But what I can tell you is I don't think there was ever a time in our high school career where we plotted to get laid. But also, this is a world where these two characters are out openly gay teenagers.
Yeah, but they're unpopular because they're untalented and gay. Not just for being gay, but for being untalented.
And they're weird and
Which I like.
Particularly smart.
No, I wasn't looking to get laid in high school. I actually didn't really think about it. I had the hots for some people and I saw two adults in the shower. Not together, but I did see them getting naked and I was like, okay, yeah, I can live with this for a couple
confirmed.
Years. Yeah, confirmed. I got this.
Yeah, like this is fine. I don't need anything more than this.
Yeah, it's totally hot for teacher. Yeah, sure. But obviously we never acted. Nothing happened. So we're good.
Yeah, just weird teenage high schooler things.
Yeah, God, high school, the worst.
Yeah, I like this that this wasn't like an accurate, realistic depiction of high school. It was like,
John, it was so
exaggerated.
When she was talking on the intercom and cursing and being like, I got the shit beat out of me, all of these things. And I was like, what school is this?
Yeah. It's like, it was almost like a cartoon in a lot of ways.
It was
like the signs and the propaganda around school and the football team was like, so crazy.
This heightened experience.
John. You never see the jocks outside of their football uniforms.
No, you don't.
Which I thought was like a nod to the hit cartoon Daria.
Honestly, probably. I wish I would have looked up.
I don't know, but Daria's like preppy sister. She dates the quarterback
Gwen,
or whatever.
Her name's Gwen.
Gwen, sorry. The gay icon, Gwen. She dates her boyfriend is never out of his football uniform.
No, none of them are.
No.
Yeah.
It could have been a Daria nod, because Daria was my jam in middle school and high school.
You and me both, and I think that's why you and I connected so quick, because we both knew. Daria was the shit.
Daria spoke to me in a lot of ways, mostly because like,
sorry, I'm so sorry. It is not Gwen. You guys, did you hear how sure I was of myself? I was so close. Quinn.
It's very close though.
You guys, I had
very close.
I'm sorry. I had goop on the brain.
Goop on the brain, which is also
goop on the brain is. Depending
Gwyneth
on
Paltrow's another Gwen.
Yeah, another Gwen. It was Quinn, you guys.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Gwyneth Paltrow. That would be a great, like, you know how people mash up Halloween costumes?
Yes. You can have Quinn.
You can do a Gwyneth Paltrow.
You guys, get into it, Daria.
Half Quinn, half Gwyneth.
Remember when you and I talked about us doing Halloween? If we were ever together, we were doing Daria and we couldn't decide who we were going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know who we're going to be.
I think you would be
Daria. I think I'm going to be the other one.
You're the cooler one that wears like
Jane Lane. Kind of like plain Jane, if you guys really think about it.
Yes.
Total bitch.
Yeah.
So are you anybody? Quinn Morgendorfer. We'll find somebody to be Quinn Morgendorfer.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Bottoms.
Back to Bottoms. So I think that this movie, if we were to give a rose and a thorn real quick.
Rose and thorn, and it is quick. No petals. I won't give one.
A rose would be, I think, the entire movie and premise and how silly it was. It's a movie that doesn't take itself seriously. Glad they got financing. I feel like it might have been a struggle to do so. And I think the thorn would be, while I loved the idea of the fight club, I wanted more real estate paid attention, or real estate with, or I don't know what I'm trying to say. I would like there have been more attention paid to and character developed of the members of the Fight Club, because they do all come together and it's supposed to be devastating that they disband, but we really didn't get to know all these characters in a lot of ways. We see them all the time, but like doing weird stuff, but we don't have an emotional investment. And if I'm going to compare it to Bridesmaids, in Bridesmaids, that ragtag crew of bridesmaids, that movie does a really good and succinct job of telling you who these characters are and their backstory, all of the bridesmaids. And we don't get that with any of these, like, sort of this girl group of Fight Clubbers.
Sure.
Who are pivotal to the climax and how the whole movie resolves, essentially, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. What's yours?
So my rose would be obviously the writing and the improv of it all. I think it all kind of plays into it, because if you watch the reel, what is it, the spoof reel, you can tell these people are improvising their lines, which I'm obsessed with. I think that if you guys can create this, what Bottoms is by like improvising is so hilarious to me.
I mean, I think they come from improv, I believe.
They have to, because it was sharp, it was funny, and it was and it was irreverent. And I loved, that's my thorn. It's like, give us this. Like, if you're going to give me basically Super Bad meets that one movie where hell breaks loose on Earth with Michael Cera, who gets punched by Rihanna. That movie? And
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember.
You guys all know what we're talking about. I'm so sorry. End of the World or some crazy straight stuff. Because we're talking gay right now.
Yeah.
So my thorn would be that I think that because there was so much going on, there was a problem with focus for me, because they tried to mash too many things happening at once with these characters. Like, you have Hazel, who somehow knows how to build bombs. You have all of these different elements that we don't get enough time with. So I think I kind of mirror what John said, like, we don't get enough time with this. But my to actually counter what John said of as far as like character arc goes, they're in high school. They don't even know who they are. I don't think
they
don't
have character identities.
Arc.
Yeah,
there's not a character arc to be had. So on that end, but I do wish, like John said, we could have had just a little bit more of like this arc. Other than that, like, I really don't have any complaints.
Yeah, it was an enjoyable movie. It was refreshing, and it felt original and paying homage to like other things.
I love that you called it a cartoon, because it really felt like a cartoon.
It really does feel like a cartoon, and I feel like it could have totally passed as an animated thing.
It could have easy.
Yeah, but Iowa Debris, I think, is obvious. Oh, not think. Obviously, I'm watching her star rise.
I think we all kind of are, which is shocking. Yeah. Like, she kind of came out of nowhere, but also she hasn't been nowhere. She's been in The Bear, which I didn't watch. And she also like roasted Jennifer Lopez about being untalented, which
only
the theme of this movie.
Right. But, but it only adds to like, it only fuels her star fire or whatever. Like having like a little scandal in there.
Right. I live for that.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I know. Yeah. Good for her. It's probably, she probably didn't expect it either.
No, but like, guess what? Here's where she is.
The Bear totally took her in the prestige category, and she like won all these awards. I think she won the Golden Globe and the Emmy for that.
Well, whatever she won, I haven't watched it. She deserves it. But back to school shit. If you guys are going to watch anything and you haven't watched The Bear, watch Abbott Elementary. It deserves every
award. Have you seen it?
John, I live for that.
Okay, I need to get on the Abbott Elementary train.
Abbott Elementary is so smartly written.
Okay.
I am obsessed with it.
I've been told by people to watch it like immediately, and I haven't yet.
It's incredible. John, watch the first episode and you're gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna binge, because guess what? I didn't start until last week.
Okay.
And I'm already in the second season and I can't wait to go to bed when I pull my tablet up to my face to watch this.
You're like, yes.
It's so, so funny.
Yeah.
It's a great cast, just like this movie.
Okay, good. Nice. I will also watch it.
When you get a chance, TV's hard because you have to get invested. So
I know. And it's, there's so much of it that I'm like, what am I going to spend? What am I going to take a risk on with my time?
But I will say this, Abbott Elementary, I know we're talking about bottoms, but for those of you out there who are looking for a TV show, who aren't into like movies every day, Abbott Elementary, you don't really have to watch every episode to know what's going on. Each one has its. There are elements with sitcoms, obviously. You need to know who some of these characters are, but for the most part, you can jump in.
Just jump in, dive in, and enroll at Abbott Elementary. Oh my gosh, are you there? You're frozen. Travis, no. Our internet connection. Are we back? We're back. I can't hear anything that you're saying. Oh my gosh. I can see you. Cutting it out. Wow, what's going on here? Hello, can you hear me? Oh no. Hello? Okay, there we are.
That's very weird. We're back.
Was I totally paused?
No. Everything actually, no, nothing paused. We don't even have to cut it out. Guys, that's a technical difficulty in the menu.
Technical
just
difficulties.
For you. We planned it.
This is a live show.
Just kidding. We didn't plan it. It was improv.
But that was bottoms, everybody. Bottoms.
Bottoms.
Bottoms bottomed so hard.
I'm not going to give that a 9. I'm not going to. That it did top. I'm not going to give it an out of 10 because I think with minisodes, we just do a rose and thorn and then say at the end,
yeah,
I like this movie. I think you guys would enjoy it. If you like us, I think you guys would enjoy this movie.
I recommend it. It is currently on Amazon Prime Video for free.
Yes, it is.
So watch it.
Yes.
And
give these girls their gay flowers.
They have gotten all the gay flowers. They need more, though. So
they need more. Go give them their gay flowers.
Yeah. And with that, Travis.
John.
I'm going to have to see you at the movies.
Roll the credits. Hazel's uncle, who literally did not deserve to be roasted about a slop farm.
Slop farm.
Slop farm.
Goodbye. Bye.